Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC in York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944 in Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. And your host is Rita Williams. Today we're going to discuss Roman Catholicism. And this is an article done by Charles Eliot, Delineation of Roman Catholicism in London. From time to time, I receive letters from Roman Catholics who claim that I should retract my writings on the subject of the Roman Catholic Church because they allege I don't understand Roman Catholicism. These people usually tell me that to understand Roman Catholicism properly, I must read some Catholic apologists such as Carl Keating or Keith Fournier or Peter Kreft or Scott Hahn, or Patrick Madrid. I've been answering this charge for decades, since Jesuit priests first made it to me in South Asia in the early 1980s. The following is my reply to this accusation. 1. I base my views on the Roman Catholic Church directly upon its authoritative declarations, such as the Council of Trent, the Papal Bulls, the Vatican II Council, and the New Catholic Catechism. These contain the voice of authoritative Catholic Roman Catholicism. Carl Keating, Keith Fournier, Peter Kreeft, and Scott Harm are Roman Catholics, and they have their own opinions and interpretations about Roman Catholicism, but they are not authoritative voices for the Roman Catholic Church. When I have wanted to know what genuine Roman Catholicism is, I have gone directly to the top. I built a large library of Roman Catholic books, and I have studied them. I have visited Catholic churches and attended Mass in at least 15 countries on 3 continents and have talked with Catholics in many parts of the world. I have been to Rome 3 times. I have visited some of the largest Catholic shrines in other parts of the world. In reality, almost any doctrine can be found in the midst of the Roman Catholic Church. There have always been a multitude of opinions encompassed within Romanism, but there also has been an authoritative declaration of what Roman Catholic Church officially believes. Some Roman Catholics, for example, claim that they believe that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, without works or sacraments, but that it is not what the Roman Catholic Church teaches in its official proclamations. The Council of Trent, which has been affirmed by many modern councils, including Vatican II in the mid-1960s, stated, "If anyone shall say that the ungodly man is justified by faith only, so as to understand that nothing else is required that may cooperate to obtain the grace of justification, and that it is in no wise necessary for him to be prepared and disposed by the motion of his own will, let him be accursed," Canon 9. "And if anyone shall say that justifying faith is nothing else than confidence in the divine mercy, pardoning sins for Christ's sake, or that it is that confidence alone by which we are justified, let him be accursed. It's Canon 12. Rome has not changed its view on salvation. The sacraments are still necessary. Consider what the New Catholic Catechism says about salvation. The Lord himself affirms that baptism is necessary for salvation. The Church does not know of any means other than baptism that assures entry into eternal beatitude. This is why she takes care not to neglect the mission that she has received from the Lord to see that all who can be baptized are reborn of water and the Spirit. God has bound salvation to the sacrament of baptism. The New Catholic Catechism, 1257. The Church affirms that the believers, the sacraments of the New Covenant, are necessary for salvation. The fruit of the sacramental life is that the Spirit of adoption makes the faithful partakers in the divine nature by uniting them in the living union with the only Son, the Savior. That's in the New Catholic Catechism, 1129. When Rome speaks of salvation by grace, it does not mean the free grace of the apostolic gospel. Rome has perverted the meaning of grace by intermingling sacraments and works with grace. Paul condemned this in Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. If it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more work. Some Roman Catholics claim that they believe the Bible is the sufficient and authoritative work of God. But the Vatican II Council said this: sacred tradition and sacred scripture then are bound closely together and communicate with one another. For both of them flowing out of the same divine wellspring come together in some fashion to form one thing and move toward the same goal. Then it comes about that the Church does not draw her certainty about all revealed truth from the Holy Scriptures alone. Hence, both Scripture and tradition must be accepted and honored with equal feelings of devotion and reverence. That comes from Vatican Council II, the Concilia and Post-Concilia documents, page 682. Some Roman Catholics claim that they do not believe in purgatory, but the Vatican II Council made the following statement: the doctrine of purgatory clearly demonstrates that even when the guilt of sin has been taken away, punishment for it or the consequences of it may remain to be expiated and cleansed. They often are. In fact, in purgatory, the souls of those who died in the charity of God and are truly repentant, but who had not made satisfaction with adequate penance for their sins and omissions, are cleansed after death with punishments designed to purge away their debt. That's in Vatican Council II, the Concilia and Post-Concilia documents, page 75. Some Roman Catholics claim that they don't believe Mary is the Queen of Heaven. But consider that the Roman Catholic Church officially teaches in its new catechism. Finally, the Immaculate Virgin preserves free from all stain of original sin. When the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up, body and soul, into heavenly glory, and exalted by the Lord as Queen of all things, so that she might be more fully conformed to her Son. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is singular participation in her Son's resurrection. In giving birth, you kept your virginity, you received the living God, and by your prayers will deliver our souls from death. Byzantine Liturgy, Traparian, Feast of the Dormition, August 15th, the New Catholic Catechism, page 966. Friends, this is not biblical Christianity, but is Roman Catholicism. The apostles taught us nothing about purgatory or prayers to Mary and the saints. And Mary has, as the Queen of Heaven, the apostles delivered to us the New Testament scriptures by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And these scriptures were capped with a solemn warning not to add to nor detract from them. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which were written in this book. Revelation 22:18, verse and 19. And it was not the Catholic Church that gave us the Bible, it was the apostles through the promised Holy Spirit. They delivered to us the doctrines that God wants the churches to follow until the return of Christ. They delivered the faith once delivered unto the saints, Jude 3. Whatever is contrary to the completed scripture is error. And I'm going to end right here and continue next week because the clock is ticking and I can only get 15 minutes. I really appreciate you listening to my broadcast and do hope you will sign up for our newsletters. They are filled with information that you need to know. And if you're interested, go to go-cephas.com. That's go-cephas.com. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S.com. They come out once a month, they're free, and they're loaded with information about what's going on today, politically, in the church, and in Israel. I spend a lot of time doing that, and I think you would appreciate that when you see what's in them. Anyway, I thank you so much for listening, and till next week, Shalom.